In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. It's that time of the year again. It's a time of the year when we focus on Lent, we pray, we fast, we look at our Bibles, and we interact as much as we can with that part of our lives that we want to nurture. Any relationship that needs to be built, that wants to be built, needs focus. And so during these days of Lent, what it really is a time of preparation for us to rejoice. To rejoice with the wonderful fulfillment of that wonderful promise of salvation. It's easy to look at the mechanics of fasting and be put off by it. To think, why do we do it? What's the point? Why do we need it? To look at those mechanics and think that I don't want to do this because I don't want anything imposed on me. There is nothing that can be imposed on you. Anything in your spiritual life, anything in your life with God must be of your own choice. It has to be, otherwise it has no meaning. And so what we want to do is to choose to prepare ourselves. This is the single most effective and important moment in history in which we as humanity had fallen and God had come to save us. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that reminder in my life on a daily basis? When I fall, I sin. I fall short of grace. I make mistakes. But I realize that's not the end. It's never the end. The concept of salvation, the concept of reconciliation, the concept of repentance, they're all embodied in this feast. And so we're preparing ourselves saying, Lord, at this time, I want to remember that this resurrection was for me every day. Every day of my life. Even when I sin, even when I fall, even when I make mistakes, I know you wait for me, I know you want me, I know you will never abandon me. And he never does. Regardless of what we do, regardless of how much we try, and believe me, we try. But regardless of that, he is always there for us and always accepting of us when we return to him. So the remembrance of the Feast of the Resurrection and preparing for that is saying to God, I remember that for myself, but we as a church are remembering it together. We're fasting, we're preparing, we are looking forward to receiving that reminder of your love for us. Which, by the way, is not just something that is there for us once a year, but is something that is there for us daily. So we make use of it daily, we grow with it daily, we cherish it daily, and it gives us hope daily that no matter what we do, no matter where we fall from, or where we fall to, it is never too far. There's always a way back. If God could save the whole of humanity, then that salvation is there for me. And so in this time where there is very little hope and lots of directions, it suddenly gives us hope. It gives us an understanding that our God is far greater than anything else we see or experience, and our God is far greater than anything that can befall us or any obstacle before us. So tomorrow we start Lent and we prepare for that journey. That journey that says on a daily basis, I thank you, my Lord. I thank you for your salvation. I thank you for your cross. But above all, I thank you for your resurrection that is effective in me daily and available for me daily that I may return to you. And glory be to God forever. Amen.